Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Welcome to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake on this laid back, all music, a few other things morning. I want to say a special welcome to those who are usually at our Whitmore Lake campus, because that campus is not having a service today. They are here with us. And I owe you an apology because I heard there wasn't a sign and you had to figure that out, although we've been making announcements. And then I hear there's a few others who were here for the 9:30 service, and welcome. We're glad that you could relax. That's all okay. That all, you know, that sets the tone for us to have a really sort of laid back, beautiful, and surprising worship service together today. I would like you to fill out a connection card. Did you notice you didn't get a bulletin? That's all part of it. We're just laid back. But you did get a connection card, so fill that out and you can put it into the offering plate. You can also put in the offering plate a prayer request card. If there is something going on in your life and you'd like us to be praying with you, fill out a card. We will be doing that. Check out our website, because there are a lot of new things happening starting, you know, in January. There's a few new groups that are starting. One is your chance to dig a lot deeper into the Bible, and so that you can feel more confident that you know what it's about and learn some things. And Deacon Loretta is teaching a class starting in January. Also, there's a chance to reflect on racism and all the work that there still is to be done in this whole racism issue that's been with us for always, right? And it's time for us to, you know, face up and think about it. And so there's a class that Kara Shule is leading on that. And then if you are a person who has cancer or some other, you know, similar kind of health thing going on with you, I am working on and want to lead a group where we will be praying together each week for about 7 or 8 weeks, but using some really interesting ways. It's all about, there's the thing, it's all about learning to hear God's voice as we move through challenging things. So if that's of interest to you, I'm going to do an information session on January 15th, and I have a couple of people working with me on it. We'd love to have you come. Just talk with me about it. Finally, next Sunday we're going to be packing Noah lunches with food that goes down to Cass in Detroit. So on your way out today, be sure to check. There's a board where you can get post-it notes to say what kind of food you can bring in during the week so we can be ready and do one of our big assembly lines. And now, here's Mike.
Morning. I am very happy to see everybody this morning. While we were getting ready this morning, I had all of these ideas, and we'll get to sing some songs together, and that was the best idea. And maybe the only one that left, or that stuck around. Anyway, while we were sound checking this morning, I broke two strings. One of my ones I was hoping to use this morning, and then next, the only replacement I had for it. So, but luckily, we have a replacement guitar. We're a very blessed church. But if it sounds like I'm struggling, I'm actually really, really happy. This is really fun. And I love exciting new challenges, but I just wanted you all to know what kind of trip we're on. I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas, and let's sing some songs together. Let's start with Joy to the World. All right, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Oh, joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. And never lets me go. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Joy, unspeakable joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Oh, joy, unspeakable joy. Joy, an overflowing well, no tongue can tell. Oh, joy, unspeakable joy, it rises in my soul and never lets me go. Amen. I hope everybody's feeling awake.
Have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Gloria, deen excelsis Deo, joyous strains prolong. What the gladsome tidings be, which in inspire your heavenly song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Yeah. Come to Bethlehem and see Christ whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to sing these songs we know so well. Please help us to keep you in our hearts while we sing them, to keep the reasons that we sing these songs alive year after year, your immense message and sacrifice, and your unknowable love for us that we like to show up every Sunday to try and learn more about. Please help us to keep you in our hearts in everything that we do so that we can change the world for your glory. Amen.
It came upon the sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever over its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. And lowly for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little knowing Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are winging, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of a gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you.
This one's one of my favorites. All right, let's sing.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago, our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place suffice. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ.
That's it for this one. Amen.
You know, one of the things I love about being a United Methodist is that As wonderful as our church here is, and isn't this a wonderful church? Isn't it a wonderful church? Yes, it is. It really is. And as wonderful as it is, what's even greater about it is that we are not here alone, Rather, we're connected to United Methodist churches all over the country and all over our state. And here in Michigan, we have a bishop. And a bishop is somebody who started off as an elder, like John and Lindsay and I and our retired elders, but was elected to become a spiritual leader. And so we have Bishop David Bard, who is a man of integrity. He's a man of deep faith. He's a man of vision. I've gotten to know him personally and just have so much respect for him. And so this year he said, you know, I would like all of my pastors to have a day off from preaching. And so he wrote and delivered a sermon, and he put it on a video, and he sent it out to all of us if we wanted to use it. And you know what? We're going to use it. So now I invite you to relax and listen carefully to whatever words Bishop David Bard has for us. Here's the bishop.
Friends in the United Methodist Churches of Michigan, I greet you in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the peace and power of the Holy Spirit. I wish you a blessed Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Thank you for inviting me into your worship services today. While you are hearing me preach sometime during the Christmas season, late December or early January, I know you are aware that in order to get this sermon prepared, working with my schedule and the schedule of our communications personnel and our contracted video production team, we must tape this sermon well before you are hearing it. Right now as I speak, it is before Election Day. I don't know the results of the election, and I hope by the time you are listening, those results will have been confirmed. There's a great deal of uncertainty about that. There's uncertainty about who will receive the most votes. There is uncertainty if election results will be affirmed by all candidates after whatever legal challenges may be appropriate have been processed. There is uncertainty about whether there may be election-related violence. There remains uncertainty in the world as wars in Ukraine and the Middle East continue. Will some semblance of peace have been achieved in either place? Will the war in the Middle East have widened? Or will we be on the road to rebuilding Gaza and rekindling some hope for the peaceful coexistence of Israelis and Palestinians? Will we be any closer to peace in Europe? Will warring factions in the Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo come to some agreement on living peacefully? The 2 months between my preparing the video of this sermon and your receiving it will not have resolved all the uncertainties in the lives of people and communities devastated by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. That work will continue for months to come. There is uncertainty in many of our churches. We were hit hard by COVID and are still trying to determine what being in ministry post-COVID might look like. For some, we face the uncertainty of being in communities whose populations are dwindling and whose economic base is shrinking. Our personal lives may be confronting significant uncertainties. I'm preaching this sermon not yet 2 weeks following the unexpected death of my brother-in-law, Julie's only sibling, Keith. Though he was 11 years older than Julie and had some significant health issues, his death came suddenly. He never married, so Julie and I are wading through all the uncertainties of that. You may be dealing with uncertainties related to your health, or the health or well-being of a loved one, or uncertainties with work. Uncertainty. A number of years ago, a young professional in the church where I was pastor was very excited to have some of our leadership read a book by a futurist named Bob Johansson, Leaders Make the Future. It was there I first encountered the acronym VUCA, V-U-C-A, volatile, uncertain, complex, ambiguous. It is an acronym to describe the world we are living in. It was first introduced at the United States Army War College in 1987 as leaders there were considering new world challenges. A dozen years later, it became more widely used in leadership literature and future studies, including the work of Bob Johansson. The ideas still resonate. We live in a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world. In 2020, Bob Johansson met with the Council of Bishops to discuss leadership in a VUCA world and the importance of what he called full spectrum thinking. Johansson asserts that, quote, the future will be a scramble, an asymmetrical patchwork of urgency, panic, imbalance, and hope. He argued that we will need to be able to think more creatively and flexibly, going beyond our typical categorical thinking, if we want to lead well in a VUCA world, if we want to make a positive difference. Uncertainty. We don't seem to be able to escape it in our contemporary world. Uncertainty happens when information is scarce or overwhelming, and when situations are very complicated. Uncertainty is uncomfortable. It can raise anxiety, and anxiety often leads us to categorize too quickly, thereby closing ourselves off from new and helpful information. That can make our volatile world more volatile. Uncertainty. VUCA. Though our world is very different from first century Palestine, there was a great deal of uncertainty there and then as well. It was a world that knew its share of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. To be sure, the Roman Empire of the first century appeared solid and stable, the Pax Romana, the Peace of Rome. But the Peace of Rome was often maintained by the suppression of conquered peoples, and that included the Jewish population in Palestine. Underneath the Peace of Rome, there were often stirrings of rebellion. There was a measure of uncertainty to the Peace of Rome. Within the leadership of the empire, there was also intrigue, volatility, and uncertainty. Octavian, Gaius Julius Caesar Augustus, was the founder of the empire, and among the deeds that brought him to power was the execution of Caesarion, son of Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. The territory of the empire was vast, requiring large deployments of soldiers. Local elites became part of the Roman ruling structure and often then stood against some of their own people. Volatility and uncertainty. And something happened in that world, in that time, that reverberates into our day and time and into our lives. Older texts were used to describe what was happening. Those who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. New text emerged. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. These texts both center on the events described in Luke 2, and the story begins by providing the imperial context. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. Registration had to do with imperial rule, including taxation. And in a backwater part of the empire, in Bethlehem of Judea, a child is born to a couple who had traveled from Nazareth and Galilee, still the sticks. And the child was not born in imperial splendor, but in a manger, a place for the feeding of animals. The story makes an audacious and astonishing claim. It is not in the imperial center in Rome, but in this humble backwater village that God is at work. Shepherds are interrupted by angels who bring good news of great joy. A Savior is born, one to bring peace, glory to God, song and light. In a difficult time for so many, there is light and hope. And the story has been shared for generations each year at Christmas. Its message reverberates through the years. In darkness and uncertainty, there is light. There is hope that lights our lives, even in an uncertain world and in uncertain times. Jesus Christ, born great distances from imperial palaces and away from centers of power, has the power to save, to bring peace, to change the world, to change us. That is what we remember and celebrate this Christmas season. Jesus Christ, the power of God's saving love, the God of Jesus Christ, who enters the world with all its volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity to bring hope and healing. We need not be overwhelmed by life. We need not be stuck in the VUCA swirl. We are loved. We can make a difference. I think of a song written and sung by Sheryl Crow, "There is a Star That Shines Tonight." She uses an image more from Matthew's telling of the birth story of Jesus, but both Matthew and Luke use images of bright light in telling the story of the birth of Jesus. Her song begins, "There is a star that shines tonight for all the world to see." And that star, that light, reminds us of what is possible with Jesus. Her prayer in the song is this: peace on earth and in our hearts, that love ring out, ring near and far, and lift the weary and the weak. Keep you near this Christmas Eve. There is a star that shines tonight. And it is our deep prayer as well in our uncertain world this Christmas season. I think of a poem by W.H. Auden written in another deeply uncertain time. His poem, September 1, 1939, was written in the early days of what became World War II. The date from which the poem takes its title is the day Germany invaded Poland to begin this war. Europe would be plunged into another costly, deadly, bloody war, only a generation following a ghastly, deadly, bloody war that was supposed to be the war to end all wars. Auden, in his poem, writes realistically about the volatile and uncertain world of the 1930s. It begins, "I sit in one of the dives on 52nd Street, uncertain and afraid, as the clever hopes expire of a low, dishonest decade." He writes of a culture driven mad, the Enlightenment driven away. He asserts that we are, quote, lost in a haunted wood. At the end of the long poem, though, Auden offers light and hope. He remembers points of light offered by people and concludes this way: "May I, composed like them of eros and of dust, beleaguered by the same negation and despair, show an affirming flame." There is a star that shines tonight for all the world to see. Those who walk in darkness have seen a great light, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Yes, we live in uncertain times. We face challenges individually and in our churches and in our world. And into this uncertain world, a light still shines, and we are invited to show an affirming flame. The good news of Christmas, of this God of Jesus Christ, who is a God of immeasurable grace, the good news of Christmas does not magically dispel all our uncertainty. Instead, it offers a single certainty which can bring clarity to a VUCA world. Knowing and living God's love in Jesus Christ is our center point, our North Star. Knowing God's love gives us the strength and patience needed to navigate an uncertain world. We can respond creatively to all of the volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity because we have a center. And our center is in the God who arrives into our world in Jesus. Christian faith rooted in the Christmas story is more about clarity than certainty. Clarity of purpose, a focus for our energy. We may not be able to mitigate all the world's volatility, but we can do something. Not every uncertainty will be resolved, but we can act with love and creativity. We can be open to all the complexity in the world, trusting that this God who arrived in love at Christmas continues to arrive in our lives in Jesus. We need not be suffocated by ambiguity, but can live the questions. Be an affirming flame. The light continues to shine. Be an affirming flame. In a VUCA world where many would give in to apathy, cynicism, and despair, we are a people of deep hope and profound love. There's another line in Auden's poem about which he later became quite embarrassed because he thought it was pretentious. We must love one another or die. Maybe it's pretentious, but it is true. We must love one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, let love shine in your life this Christmas, touching you in your places of deepest hurt. In the name of Jesus Christ, love deeply. In the name of Jesus Christ, be an affirming flame in the world. Merry Christmas. Blessed New Year.
You can see why I like him so much. He's a good man. So now we come to our time of prayer together, and I invite you to bow your heads. Creator God, in this season of long nights and short days, we come to you with gratitude for the gifts of light and life and hope that you place into our lives, especially with the birth of your Son. Again and again into our lives you come, offering us hope. On this Sunday, we thank you for the music that you placed into the hearts of Mike Tooman, but into our hearts too, and for the generous way that his music overflows into our lives. Lord, we need music today. As your servant Howard Thurman put it, there must be always, remaining in every life, some place for the singing of angels, some place for that which in itself is breathless and beautiful. Our burdens become lighter. Deep and ancient wounds lose much of their old hurting. Despite all the crassness of life, despite all the hardness of life, despite all the harsh discords of life, life is saved by the singing of angels. Lord, thank you for the words of our bishop, for the sharing that poured out from his kind and honest heart. Thank you that he told us we must love one another or die. In the year ahead, we pray that each of us will take time to look into our own hearts, like we were climbing stairs into an attic full of unremembered treasures. Let us climb into our hearts and notice again some gift or some talent or some yearning that we could bring downstairs and polish up and share with people in our world who are indeed weary. and in need of a visit by an unexpected angel. Let's now be in silent prayer while we take a minute to remember who we are and remember whose we are and listen for whatever angelic song God may be placing within us. Thank you, Lord, for this time in prayer with you. Hear us now as we pray together the words you gave to your disciples 2,000 years ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now we come to our time of offering, and we have a special mission moment. I want to invite MJ to come on up, maybe just right here. MJ Wickens. No, you just roll over here, honey. Roll over here. And, you know, MJ was one of the very first people that I met when I came here. She was my first pastoral care call when I came to this church. Now, I'm in my third year with you. And so I am so delighted that MJ has a message for us. Is this going to be already on, you guys? Yeah. So here's MJ.
It's good to see you. Okay. Whoops. That's loud. you guys, I don't want to talk over your collecting. Okay, I will. Doesn't take much to talk me into it. I'm here to talk to you about one of the missions our church has, and it's the sock drive. Now, I prepared myself somewhere. I've got to find my notes. Where did they go? Oh, here they are. I wanted to talk a little bit about how shoes came about, and we're talking about Egypt and... So they started with no socks, and then what happened as it developed, they got shoes, and they took grass and put it in their shoes, and that was their socks. Let's see if there's any other. Oh, fun fact. By the way, I'm probably going to have to give this again. So can you guys remember some of the things I'm telling you so that when we get and church is all full and I go, who can tell me about, and you guys can go, oh, I know about that. Okay? Sound good. Okay. That's not lying. That's embellishing. So one of the interesting facts is that it was during World War I that it changed from the Army just giving one pair of socks to them allowing two pair of socks. But even then, there were problems with the soldiers' feet. And some of you may have heard of it. It's called trench foot. And they could lose their feet because of the wet, never getting dry. So that was one thing you got to remember. Now, the second thing is, this is a good one. Einstein never wore socks. Okay, guys, he's supposed to be smart, so what do we know? So I think that was all that stuff. So the sock drive is put on by Community Connect. And it's a consortium of a lot of different, like, churches and Red Cross and anything you can think of that gives away either services or actual items or what else? Something else. Oh, food. Did I say food? No? Yeah? Okay. And it's going to be held, this year it's going to be held at the, okay, I'm not going to remember. Where's Meg? What does that, 2427? What is it? Okay, thank you. It's going to be held there. They're going to have all of the items and services. Oh, they have nurses coming to do blood pressure checks. When I taught in, well, I didn't teach. When I worked in schools that were low income, many of them had never even seen a blood pressure cuff. They had no idea. So it's a really important service. What was I going to say? I have a buddy here to help me. Hold on. You guys didn't think I was going to do the whole thing seriously, did you? Okay. Your eyes are crooked. Oh, there you go. I want you all to remember, I am not a ventriloquist, so you're going to be able to see my mouth move, that we're having a sock drive. Will you stop looking at that? He's looking at the sewing that went into all the nice artifacts we have here. And yes, he would like somebody from the quilting group to, I got it, to make him new and without wobbly ears, I mean eyes. Anyway, I just got this. So thank you very much, Megan. Megan is my daughter who I've been in the wheelchair or not for like 2 years. And I don't know what I'd do without my family. So here's the socks. Oh, good idea. The socks we're going to have, I'm sure you saw them before. In the back, we'll have boxes. Names will be done by what your last name, like if you have A, you might be assigned to baby socks. L would be adult socks. Oh, Jean's going to hit me. Right after the first of the year. That's when you might hear from me again. Oh, goodness. What would I do without you? You need new socks. Don't bring... Bring new. If you got a pair of socks that you didn't like for Christmas, bring them.
Like a winter snow,
quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. Swept in like a tidal wave, or in an ocean to ravish our hearts. You could have come through like a roaring flood to wipe away the things we've scarred. Quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. No, your voice wasn't in a bush burning. No, your voice wasn't in a rushing wind. It was still, it was small, it was hidden. You came like a quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. You came falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. Adore him. Oh, come, let us adore.
Thank you very much. Thank you for worshiping with us this morning. Amen. Thank you to our tech team for being here this morning. We gave the band the Sunday off this morning, but our tech team came here anyway because they wanted to. Thank you to Pastor Lynn for being here also. We have one more song, and it's higher energy, and it feels like we're all moving a little bit, so let's keep it going. Yeah, let's stand. Fully Johnny Cash this guitar. I don't have a strap, so. Nope, I can't do it. Song will be better if I don't. You guys should stand. All right, the shepherds came. The shepherds came to see the baby, stood by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels sing, hallelujah, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Oh, Jesus Christ is born. Verse 2. The shepherds wondered. They couldn't hide it. Told everyone inside. All were amazed when how God came down on this glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. I hear the angels singing, yeah. Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Oh, glorious, glorious,
calm now, all is quiet, stars shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the king is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. One more. Oh, what a glorious night. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Oh, Jesus Christ is born. I hear the angels singing, hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Oh, Jesus Christ is born. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night. One more. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night.
Amen.
Hey, hasn't this been great? We have seen one another, and we have heard one another, and we've seen some chinks and bumps, like guitars that strings that break, and chords that don't exist. And yet, we love each other. Do you feel it in this room? We love each other. I invite you to go out into the world and see people as they really are, and to love them anyways. Because that's what our world needs now. Go in peace, knowing that you are loved as well. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.